Flying Report. News and analysis. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Good morning. Brezhnev, Watergate, and the economy. Details after this.
The white track people have a way with cars.
I'm Jerry Hirschberg, and I design Pontiacs for a living. Designing Pontiacs is particularly fun because they're not afraid of making strong statements. When you've got an idea and it's worth saying or worth doing, we do it. We don't try and reach a middle-of-the-road position. Grand Prix, the Grand Am, the Firebird have a very well-defined personality. That's what Pontiac automobile design is all about. We're not trying to appeal to everyone. We've got a very specific kind of person in mind. He wants what it is that makes a vehicle special, what makes somebody's head turn. I think that's what people are paying for when they buy a Pontiac.
The wide track people have a way with cars.
The wide track people do have a way with cars. So go see your Pontiac dealer today.
Pontiac.
It is Richard Nixon's seventh crisis this week. These next 7 to 10 days, the leader of the Soviet Union is here. John Dean begins testifying on what he knows or claims to know about Watergate. And results begin coming clear on whether phase 3.5 is going to buy Mr. Nixon more time to sort out economic problems. The safest ground, strange as it may seem, strange as it is, the safest ground for Mr. Nixon is the Brezhnev meeting. The two leaders ushered in their, quote, new era of negotiation last year. And neither man wants any new tensions to interfere, each for his own reasons. Their assistants already have worked out details of some announcements that are to be made this week and next. Those announcements are already set and ready to go. The White House clearly is hoping these announcements will knock the edge off John Dean's testimony. Some diplomats, including some American career diplomats, are calling this the Avon Summit. That is, they expect its value to be mainly cosmetic. To be fair, Henry Kissinger, the American who may know the most about what is likely to happen, would not call it a summit mostly for cosmetic values. It is part of an ongoing process for which Kissinger and Mr. Nixon justifiably have received high praise, a process of trying to reduce the chances of nuclear war. And there's nothing cosmetic about that. But how much is accomplished in that direction at this particular time? Well, we must all wait and see. The president and the Communist Party boss will be discussing, besides how to avoid war, trade, space, energy problems, joint ventures concerning the environment, exchanges in sports and cultural events, exchanges in medicine and science. Agreements on these matters will be given maximum publicity, as will John Dean's testimony before the Senate, and the continuing economic news, how Wall Street behaves, how the dollar does on foreign markets. Upon the outcome of how the week's headlines play may hinge what President Nixon's next 42 and a half months in office are to be like. Positive or negative, for him and for all of us. Indeed, it may go a long way toward deciding if Mr. Nixon stays in office. Public opinion polls continue to indicate that most Americans want to believe the president and do not want even to consider his leaving office through impeachment or resignation unless and until there is solid evidence of outright lying and or direct implication in something criminal. But even so staunch a friend and past supporter of the president's as Senator Barry Goldwater says that if the unthinkable proves to be true, Mr. Nixon should resign. Goldwater makes plain he doesn't believe such proof exists. The fact that Goldwater will even talk about the remote possibility of resignation indicates, however, the stakes of these next several days for Mr. Nixon, for the presidency, and for the country. Part of Mr. Nixon's plan for reestablishing his authority, his credibility, is to be seen working hard on foreign and domestic policy and to be seen more publicly. White House aides have been passing the word that more presidential public appearances may be expected. The feeling runs high among the president's aides that he can have the worst behind him soon, may indeed already have it behind him. This week will go a long way toward deciding whether they are right. Through it all, Mr. Nixon will attempt to be and to be seen cool. When the heat is hottest, he has said, the man in the leadership role must be the coolest. This, he has written, he learned in his 6 crises. This week, by anyone's standards, must be considered his 7th. Now, please, this message.
You're busy on the job, and you're under pressure to get your work done, so you just can't take time out for a headache and the tension it can build. Keep going. When the pain starts and its tension builds, take Anacin. We asked doctors to choose between the formulas of the two leading extra-strength tablets. Of those who made a choice, twice as many chose the Anacin formula for pain relief. That's Anacin 2-to-1. When you have a headache, take Anacin, the formula chosen by doctors 2-to-1 over the other leading extra-strength tablet.
Start your day right and watch your weight deliciously with Total Cereal. Each ounce of Total gives you 100% of the minimum daily adult requirement of vitamins and iron. So start eating right and watching your weight deliciously with Total.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Start right with Total.
Dan Rather on First Fine Report from CBS News.